This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Jason in Louisiana's on the line with a cracking issue in the walls. What's going on?
I'm doing a crown molding, 5 1/4 inch crown molding in my home. And so I installed it, and then I caulked it, and then it still keeps on cracking. Like, I've had to caulk it 2 or 3 times, and I was wondering if there's any better... something better to do for that than keeping on doing this thing over and over again.
So the cracking is between the crown molding and the ceiling and walls and on both sides, both top and bottom of the molding, or what?
It happens mainly between the ceiling and the molding or the crown.
And what are you caulking it with? Are you using acrylic latex caulk? Water cleanup, right? Not silicone based?
Yes. Yeah, water. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, what's obviously happening is you have a lot of expansion and contraction, differential expansion and contraction between the molding and the ceiling. One thing I could suggest to you, depending on how deep that upper edge of the crown molding is, you could add another piece of molding covering that edge and letting it float. So in other words, the last piece of molding would be like a very thin shoe molding or a quarter round, and you would attach that to the ceiling. And I would glue it as you do this, too. I would glue it and tack it at the same time, so that you'll have essentially a seam between those two pieces of molding. And as it moves, as it expands and contracts, it just sort of slides and it doesn't break free, if that makes sense to you.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yep.
But I do suspect, Jason, that you're probably the only guy that sees that crack. So, you know, just put it in proper balance perspective, okay? There's probably other projects in your house that if it's like mine, that deserve more attention than the seam between the molding and the ceiling, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.